Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, yeah. That's music right there.
I know you're a big Hank Williams.
Yes.
Guy.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fletcher Cox joins us in less than 10 minutes. Who is this? WIP, you're on the air.
Hey, fellas, Tornado again, the game day forecast.
I don't want... It's Tornado Shapiro again. We don't want a game day forecast. We never asked
calm
you for this.
Calm down, Spike. Calm down. You know you love it. It's your game day information for your listeners. How about some intro music? Come on, hit it.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Now, that's some damn respect. Hey, listen. It's Atlanta. It's Monday Night Football. We just had Trot on. Somebody get my neck rolled! I like, Ike, you need to go down there tonight and stir up some trouble. How about this time you get Trot Jr. thrown out? Hey, come on!
He's on the Eagles.
He's on our team.
Well, didn't stop him last time. You're an Eagle at heart. You missed your colors that time.
All right.
All right, so listen up, fellas. Weather-wise, we got a picture-perfect night. Sorry, Jalen, you can't blame the weather this stuff. It'll be warm enough. It'll be warm enough for Kelsey to take his shirt off. I just hope the cameras are able to catch him with his shirt off this time. Tonight, the sky will be clear. We're looking at so clear, it'll actually look a little phony. Phonier than Elliot Shore Park's knowledge of football. Come on.
Yo, what are you
wow.
We're going after everybody tonight. No holds barred.
All right.
Forecast. If you're going to the game tonight, everybody, you want to keep your options open. It's a crystal clear night, but I do see some cloud covers sneaking in there. And we're looking at even a slight breeze at game time. It'll be a little breezy. Oh, breezy. Breezy Louise. Weather gal out of Charlotte. WPLLL. Please, Louise, do it again. Why? Because I like it. You know, I work with Breezy briefly down at WZZZZZZZR, the canal, Laurel Mountain Bluff, Western Kentucky. Come on. I won't say Breezy was easy, but she brings her own precipitation.
Oh, that's just, no. We're not doing that again. The weather's perfect, right? No chance of rain. We're clear for tonight.
Not so fast, my young brother. I always like to keep my options open for any human eventuality. Now, right now, you got cloud cover. And where there's cloud cover, there might be a little precip. We all know it. The precip. I kick off, the chance of precip sneaks up to 7%. We're getting eerily close to that 50-50 chance of rain. That
no, it's not.
50-50 chance.
Listen, it'll be gorgeous, but then again, it could be a monsoon. Hurricane Helene is only a day away from coming up I-95. I'd pack the Umby because we could be looking at a deluge, and you know it. It's either a night for catching fireflies or bring your rubbers. Come on, the Doppler can go either way on this.
Wait, no.
Nope. Well, Breezy's not here.
And how is it a 7% chance of rain, but then it's a 50-50 chance of rain? You're a fraud. You're not a real meteorologist.
How dare you question my integrity? You know my credentials. Do you know how long I've been successfully predicting the very difficult, unpredictable science of meteorology?
You're never. Give me a break. You're terrible.
And don't forget Big Stick Nick retirement ceremony. You want Philly, Philly? You're damn right I do. By the way, back in 2018, I gave Foles a 50-50 shot of winning that Super Bowl, and I was right. Again.
That's not
right. By the
way,
right. Fun fact about the Foles statue, it's the only statue in the NFL that's made out of wood.
Nope, we're done.
He's got to go.
Yeah, he's got to go. The line about brings her own precipitation.
I didn't know Nick's statue was made of wood.
Yeah, no. Well.
Sponsored, too.
Proper tribute.
Yep.
Proper tribute.
Yep.
Yeah. 7% chance of precipitation, but 50-50% chance of rain.
Bring your umby.
Yeah, bring your umby.
It's a little overcast out there.
It does, but this is the good kind of overcast.
Yeah, this is football overcast.
Football overcast, buddy.
Oh.
Ah.
What?
Fletcher Cox joins us shortly. Are you more nervous or confident for tonight's game? 215-592-9494. Paul in Woodland, you're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Yo, what's up, fellas? Game day live. You already know.
What up, Paul?
Let me tell you, I'm good. I'm confident. I think we're going to win. But, you know, like Spike said, it's the NFL. Anybody can beat us. Atlanta ain't phony. But I go into every game like this. I'm like a nervous guy anyway. I don't care if we're playing the Carolina Panthers. I'll be a little nervous.
Well, hold on. Nervous. Nobody's going to be nervous about playing the Panthers.
Not really. But you know what I mean. Anything can happen in the NFL, man. You know.
Those guys get paid, too. I don't know if you heard that.
You're right. But listen, I'm predicting a 34-17 Eagles victory. It's going to be an easy one. And Jalen's going to. They were going to do his thing, make up for his subpar play last week. We're going to walk away out of here 2-0, top of the NFC East, and that's going to be it. Let's go, Birds.
All right, Paul. He says he's nervous, and then he says they're going to win by 17 points.
Awesome.
So we are lucky to be joined by Eagles great Fletcher Cox, who will be at you're going to be over at Xfinity Live with Bud Light, right? Pre-game party, Philly party, Xfinity Live, hosted by our own Devin Caney. And Fletch will be there starting at 4:30. So good to have you, man. Thank you for taking the time.
Yes, sir. No doubt, man. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us, big dog. Man, so first I got to ask you, how's retirement been treating you? I mean, you don't have a podcast and you didn't take a job with ESPN. So what's your retirement been like this offseason?
Man, really just taking some time to myself, football took up, let's be honest, you know, my entire life. So now I'm just taking some time to myself. I've had opportunities, to do TV and, a couple of things. And now I just kind of reflect on just my life and my family, just being able to spend more time with them and not run around a whole lot and doing a whole lot of things, because the last 15 years, let's be honest, my life was, the schedule with others, I had a schedule to follow, but now it's my schedule now, right? So I'm enjoying it.
What is it? You know what, Fletch, we're going to put you on hold. Oh, no, the noise is gone. Amazing. That's great.
How about that?
Yeah, what is it? We're here at the stadium. You feel like the energy around you. What is it about being part of the team and playing that you miss the most?
It's not even really just missing. Just, I was talking to a lot of people. I got a lot of good friends, a lot of people that have been around in my entire life that means a lot to me. I think the biggest thing is, I tell them, I say, do you miss ball? I'm like, no, I don't miss football at all. And they ask me, do you have to itch it? I'm like, no. I'm just like, well, what's wrong? I'm like, I tell them, I don't miss football. I miss the people. I miss the Miss Cathy's. I miss the Miss Leanne's. You miss the conversations that you have with people in the building. Because I felt like I made the right decision to retire. But now, if I miss Miss Kathy and Miss Leanne or Paul or, the training staff, somebody like that, I can pop in for a half hour and see them, pop back out. So I got my fix, right? That's the biggest thing to me.
We put Fletch on hold there. Buzz is going to call him back. His line was a little bit funny. You know what?
I haven't heard that popping since the middle of the summer.
Yeah, I know. It was
a nice little throwback.
And then when it was gone, I was like, hey, it's gone. Yeah. It's interesting what he said about taking time for himself, because I always think about that. I think about, if I wasn't doing this job or something, I would take. And then when I have time to myself for more than literally 1.5 days.
Yeah.
I no longer want time to myself.
Well, you're just on TikTok.
Yeah, but then it's really the point. I think having time on your own almost takes like planning, or you wind up just sitting around realizing that you're treating your free time now like you treated it before. Like, free time when you have a job is time to not do anything, is to lay there. But when you're not working, all of a sudden your free time has to be almost planned like a job was. Otherwise, you just sit there without doing anything. All right, here's Fletch. Fletch is back. Sorry about that, Fletch. Glad to have you back, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Got all the bugs worked out, so we're ready to roll.
So, Fletch, I'm saying with you, you actually were playing at a pretty good level last year in your final year. You know, some of us, when I was at the end, it wasn't that hard to see it. I was at the end. You, on the other hand, were certainly playing very good football last year. And to be okay with walking away, that says a lot about the conviction that you have in your decision to walk away, but also being satisfied with what you've done in your career. You're a Super Bowl champion. You've gone to a couple of Super Bowls. You've been all pro. I believe you made all decade in the 2010s. So,
come on, Ike. Don't rob me. You know I was there now.
Listen. Hey, Fletch, you see, I threw it out there. I wasn't completely sure.
That's thing I can't brag on now, Ike.
Right.
Come on now. It ain't many on that now. Talk to me.
That's right. Listen, you and Aaron Donald, the two DTs of the decade, brother. You're right. I cannot rob you on that, man. But you did have a wonderful career, man. Even a Hall of Fame worthy career. Does it make the decision to sort of walk away easier for you, realizing the things you did accomplish during the time that you were playing?
It did, man. You know, and I felt like I had already given the game like so much, and the game had gave me so much back. And you know, respectful, like. You know, when I started having those minor injuries and my body started to break down last year, and I knew it was time. You know, I had conversations with my mom, had conversations with my girl. She saw the pain I was going through day in and day out. You know, so I kind of knew it was time. You know, and I felt like, you know, I had given the city of Philadelphia everything I could, and you know, I just felt like, you know, the biggest thing it was time to you know, kind of pass the torch to see what. You know, what these younger guys can do to produce. But I knew I definitely didn't have the 60 to 65 snaps a game of me for another year. It was just what it took a toll on me and, you know, disrespectful.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Well, yeah, I felt like I did the right thing.
Fletcher Cox with us. Fletch will be with the Bud Light pregame Philly party, Xfinity Live, hosted by Devin Caney. Fletch, like, and this might sound like a crazy question, but I don't think it is. Are you watching? Are you going to watch the games? Are you going to be invested in it this year?
I might watch a little bit. I mostly will be watching the stats. You know, last week on Friday. After the game, I went and looked at some things, and you know, I texted a couple guys, and I said, "Y'all have to be better at this," you know. And hopefully, you know, they got my text and respected it. So, you know, for me, for a team to average, I think it was what, like 7.8 yards a carry, yep. You know, in the run game, that's not Philadelphia defense. You know, I think the biggest thing is it's week one. But it's still, thing is, it's unacceptable, you know, as Eagles defense, because we're known for, you know, for stopping the run and keeping the team behind the sticks. So hopefully the guys come out against a good Atlanta team that's got a really good running back this week. They like to hand the ball to them and respond to that. And I'm expecting them to respond.
Yeah, man, the losing you and Jason in the same offseason, you're talking about two of the best leaders to ever wear the midnight green. And you guys left it in the hands of some young players. You feel like, at least on the defensive side of the ball, the defense is in good hands with the young guys that are over there, like the N'Kobes and the Jalen Carters and those guys over there?
Oh, yeah, you know, absolutely. And, you know, Jordan is the guy. I think Jordan is the guy. You know, Jalen is the guy. You know, I think they got to just grow up quick. If they're kind of thrown in the position that I was thrown in when I was young, right? You know, Andy – you know, my first year, Andy, we were, 4-12?
Yep.
You know, new head coach the next year, and it was kind of like, all right, like, hey, Fletch, like, you're the guy. You know, not that somebody retired, but it was just a bunch of whole lot of roster changes, and, like, I had to grow up quick. And that's the thing that I think those guys got to do. They got to grow up quick. You know, there's, you know, as Jordan says all the time, you know, I'm his, you know, his shoulder. You know, I'm his guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm his guy to count on, but now he don't have that guy. Jalen don't have that guy. Milton don't have that guy. Marlon don't have that guy to go ask questions to week in and week out. but they still have my phone number. And like I said, like, I'll be watching and I can help those guys as much as I can. But at the same time, I think that, you know, they'll step up as the season goes, and they'll continue to attack.
You mentioned the yards per carry last week. What was it that you saw that allowed Green Bay to sort of break those big plays? Was it a tackling issue? Was it a guys aren't where they're supposed to be? What do you think the major cause of that was?
No, I think the biggest thing is this is week one, right?
Yeah.
You look at week one, and the week one to four in the NFL, you got those games where it's going to be a one or two possession game. You know, I played it. Mike, you played it. You know where week one to four is where you're still trying to find your identity. You know what I'm saying? I think the biggest thing is, you know, we've got a lot of young guys that hasn't played a bunch of snaps. And I think that at the same time, as the season go on, once those guys play those 45 to 50 to 55 snaps a game, you know, their conditioning will be better. Their technique will be better. They can focus on everything except being tired. And I know that this is what Nick's going to do. Nick is going to focus on all those things and getting those guys better. I've been in that building, again, for 12 years. So I know they'll all be better, and I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I went with the Eagles great Fletcher Cox. Fletch, Nick Foles is officially retiring tonight. He's part of your Super Bowl team back in 2017-18. Just want to get your thoughts on what was your thought process when Carson went down and Nick had to take over? I just want to know how you felt, what was it like in the locker room with the team, and then what Nick was able to go on and do to lead you guys to the Super Bowl. What was that like, that year and experience?
I mean, honestly, it was like we're in good hands, you know, because, you know, I was there with Nick. We got drafted together, and he started a bunch of games, right? And I knew as a guy like Nick that's played in games, that's played in you know, under a bunch of pressure, that he wouldn't crack. And, like, he stepped in and finished his thing for us, and you got to be thankful for him. Yeah, because Nick is a team guy, and he's always, you know, just been there for everybody. You know, he was a guy in the locker room that you wanted around you. You know, even if he wasn't the starting quarterback to come into, you know, to start the season, Nick was a guy that you wanted around you all the time because he was one of the dudes. You know, I can say, yo, Nick, you know, anybody can ask Nick anything. He'll joke around with you, you know, and that's the thing you respect about a quarterback, and that's what you expect out of your starting quarterback. You expect him to mold with everybody in the locker room. It don't matter what position you are.
So tonight, with it being home opener, Monday Night Football, the Nick Foles retirement night, we expect the crowd to be really, really juiced when the game starts. Is it, as a player, can that ever work against you, a really high level of energy in the stadium when the game starts?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you got to keep the energy. The biggest thing is keeping that energy going. And the way to keep it going, honestly, is to get a couple three and outs. Offense driving the ball, score. You know, that's the way to keep the energy going. You know, you kind of let the air out of the team. And that's my experience from, again, playing in the link for 12 years. You know, you want to let the air out of the team early and keep your momentum going and good things happen.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, man. I know you said you're going to take time for yourself, but do not be a stranger because you're a legend, obviously, in Philadelphia, an all-time Eagles great. And you know how all-time Eagles greats get treated around here. Just ask Ike, you know. So
Ike's the man. Ike's the man. He's my neighbor. He just don't know it.
No, I know it. I know it. I'm waiting on an invite over there.
All right, Fletch.
All right, big dog.
All right, man. I'll see y'all around, okay?
All right. Take care, man.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for having me, bro. Peace.
Yep.
Fletcher Cox will be at Xfinity Live for the Bud Light pregame Philly party hosted by our own Devin Caney. I say this about Fletcher.
He is my neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How far away?
Well.
It was his address, Ike.
Yeah.
No, I don't have his address, but I'm just saying we're in the same area.
General vicinity.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Look, it was a 10-minute conversation, but he does.
His yard is bigger than mine, though.
I would say.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
He's not dealing with the HOA?
No, he's not dealing with an HOA.
Still probably has the same problems with people not picking up after their dogs, though. That happens in every neighborhood.
Is this mayor in his fantasy league or no?
Yeah. he does, and look, it was a 10-minute conversation, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he does sound at peace, sort of, doesn't he? He sounds relaxed in a way that I think you can tell. I would imagine, and you went through this, and I'm sure every player goes through it, is, and especially for him, retiring sort of toward the top of his game, mm-hmm. is afterwards, especially when the season starts up again, did I make the right decision? Yep. You know, what am I doing? And it definitely sounds like he just believes that it was the right time.
Yeah, I think sometimes your body will tell you.
Yep.
I think he gave us everything he could give last year, and certainly had a season better than I think most people anticipated that he would have. But you also heard him mention there about how he felt and the little nagging injuries and those sorts of things. They start to add up. And, man, when you're in those meetings or you're getting treatment in the training room, or you know you got to go in there and lift, and you're constantly thinking like, well, how much of this do I got left in me to do?
Right.
It's time. It's about that time. And every player sort of goes through that. And it's a beautiful thing when you are at peace with it, though, as opposed, you know, how some guys trying to hang on and get – back and forth to training camp. They want to get back and forth in training camp, but Fletcher seems to be at peace with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, football, like no other sport, takes a toll on your body.
Yeah,
and allowing all of those years of running into other giant humans as fast as and hard as you can, giving your body a break and a chance to heal from that, I'm sure physically feels good. You know?
Yeah, him and BG, man, some of my favorite players. Like, obviously my teammates that I play with, my favorite players. But guys that I didn't play with that just played for the Eagles, those two to me will always be like a duo together. And man, they gave us some good football during their careers and brought us a championship.
And one team. Play for one team. Yeah. Both great careers play for one team.
How many guys have we drafted in the first round to be a franchise cornerstone piece, and they actually turn out to be that? And in some instances, he was better than we could have imagined he would be.
What BG too? BG, yes. Especially given how the first few years of his career went, mm-hmm. from an injury standpoint and then from a performance standpoint, and how many times did we? Well, Brandon Graham's going to retire an all-time Eagle.
Yes.
An all-time Eagle. For the first several years of his career, you could not say his name without also saying Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas, yeah.
And now he made the second most important play in the Super Bowl. And
stop.
Well, and is going to retire an all-time.
That's why I kind of agree with Jack. It may have been the most important play. It was the most important.
Not on Nick Foles' night.
You're damn right, not on Nick Foles' night.
Don't make me take the Philly special out of the top five most important plays.
Stop it. Coming up next.
It was. They were leading.
Stop it. Stop it.
It's a great play.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. What do you feel about the game tonight? Confident or nervous? 67% confident, 33% nervous. There is a team that's also playing some good ball in town. The Philadelphia Phillies won that series against the Mets, even though I was terrified. We'll do a little Phils, a little High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, and Ike has a great appearance coming up. The Ike comedy debut.
On the 28th, you come and see Joe Conklin's comedy show at Archbishop Wood High School in Warminster, PA, on Saturday, September 28th. Come early. Make sure you come and holler at your boy. I'll be there for a meet and greet before the show. If you need tickets, just go to JoeConklin.com.
There you go. We're at Lincoln Financial Field. Oh, boy.
Wow.
That was awful. They're not a big game voice. That's why I'm not the pregame show host. Lincoln Financial Field, WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.